朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们打开撒母耳记下第十二章。
Open up 2 Samuel chapter 12。
天父，我们谢谢你给我们机会可以常常坐在你的脚前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us opportunities often so that we may sit in front of your feet.
我们不只是可以在饼杯中享受你一切的恩典。
Not only can we enjoy all your grace in the bread and the cup.
我们不只可以在诗歌祷告中来亲近你、赞美你。
Not only when we come near to you through prayers and through inspiration.
我们有何等大的福气，是我们可以坐在你的脚前来听你的话。
What a great blessing it is that we may sit in front of your feet and listen to your words.
能够看见你荣光的人是有福的。
Blessed are the men who can see your glory.
能够听见你口中恩言的人是有福的。
Blessed are the men who can hear your gracious words.
但愿你亲自来对我们每一个人的心说话。
May you yourself to speak to us.
让你的话成为我们的供应。
So that your words may become our provision.
我们等候仰望你。
We wait upon you and we look up to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们上次已经说过，撒母耳记下十二章可以分成五个段落。
Last time we already talked about that 2 Samuel chapter 12 can be divided into 5 sections.
我们给这章的圣经取的名字。
The name, the title that we have given to this chapter of the Bible.
是恩典大过我们的罪孽。
Is that grace is greater than our transgressions.
这一章的圣经分的这五段。
So, for, to these five sections of this passage.
第一节到第七节。
From verse 1 through 7.
是讲到耶和华恩典的机制。
It's talking about the savviness of the grace of the Lord Jehovah.
我们实在惊讶。
We're truly amazed.
大卫王落在罪恶中是何等的可怕。
That David, King David, since he was snared by sin, how terrifying it is.
他在罪孽中是离开了神，是受了多么大的痛苦。
In sin, what a great pain he has gone through.
然而在痛苦中，我们却看不见大卫回头来归向神。
However, in his pain, we never saw him turn around and come back to the Lord.
他就在罪恶中一直在那里受罪。
He continued to bear pain in the midst of his sins.
这有一点像什么呢？
This is just like something.
这就有一点像我看那个 Discovery Channel.
This is like when I was watching the Discovery Channel.
有一些动物被狮子抓的时候，
Some of the animals when they're snatched by the lion.
其实那个狮子把它放在那里。
In actuality, that when the lion was just laying him there by himself.
他已经吓得就不会跑。
It's already so terrified that he wouldn't escape.
好像他就说我就是一直这样子受苦受苦受苦了。
It's just like he's just laying there and he's just going through his pains.
如果没有耶和华的恩典，
If there's no grace from the Lord Jehovah,
大卫连悔改的机会都没有。
David wouldn't even have the opportunity to repent.
神在他的恩典中派了先知拿单。
God in his grace sent the prophet Nathan.
我们上一次来分享这张圣经的时候
Last time when we came to share this passage,
我们发现拿单真的是超级有智慧
We discovered that Nathan was truly full of wisdom.
简单的几句话
Just few simple words.
他就让大卫深深的知罪。
He made David recognize his sins.
他是用着大卫里面的良善。
He used the moral value inside of David.
让大卫自己责备自己。
To allow David to convict himself.
这是神莫大的恩典。
This is a great grace from God.
借着拿单
Through Nathan,
大卫有机会回头。
David had an opportunity to turn back.
我们今天继续往下面看。
Let's continue to go through this passage.
当大卫听到这个有钱人干的坏事。
When David has heard about the story of this evil thing that this rich man had done,
大卫立刻就定罪了那个有钱人。
David immediately convicted that man.
当他定罪了这个有钱人的时候
When he was convicting this rich man,
拿单说了很简单的一句话。
Nathan said a very simple sentence.
你就是那人。
You are the man.
你就是那人。
You are the man.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你跟我每一次读圣经
You and I, every time when we read the Bible,
每一次听讲道
Every time when we hear the preachings,
什么时候圣灵在我们的里面
Whenever the Holy Spirit inside of us,
让我们看到这段圣经是对我说的
When the Holy Spirit allow us to see that this passage is speaking towards me,
我就是那人
that I am that man.
我就是那个没有良心的
I am the man without grace.
我就是那个忘恩负义的
I am that man that does not know about right or wrong.That he turned his back towards the one that gave him grace.
那就是我们开始领受恩典的时候。
That is the beginning for us to receive the grace.
福音。
The gospel.
神的话。
God's words.
神的真理。
God's truth.
都不是客观让我们去分析了解的东西。
Is not something that's objectively for us to go and analyze.
更不是让我们拿去批评、衡量、论断别人的标准。
Even more so, it is not a standard that we can take to judge others.
神的话。
God's words.
必须是带领我们认识我们自己。
It has to bring us to know ourselves more.
只有我们更多的看见了我们自己的本相。
Only when we see our true self.
否则
Otherwise.
我们一定会像大卫一样。
We will just be like David.
充满着自义。
Be very self-righteous.
并且是非常对别人残酷。
And he is truly ruthless towards other people.
神的恩典
God's grace.
让我们谦卑
Allow us to be humble.
温柔
To be meek.
让我们有机会可以回头
So that we may have an opportunity to turn back.
第八节和第七节和第八节
Verses 7 and 8.
这两节圣经里面有三次出现我这个字。
These two verses, have three times, the word I came about.
那你读这个圣经，你就知道那个我就是指耶和华。
When you read this passage, you know that a term I represented the Lord Jehovah.
这里所要强调的是神自己把极大的恩典给了大卫。
What it's emphasizing here is that God himself has given great grace to David.
我膏你做以色列的王。
That I have anointed you king over Israel.
我将你主人的家业赐给你。
That I deliver you, gave you your master's house to you.
我早就加倍的赐给你。
That I have already given you all these multiples.
神要表达的是什么？
What is it that God wants to express?
神给大卫的祝福和恩典
The blessings and grace that God has given to David
是丰丰富富的
is truly abundant
如果大卫不够的话大卫还可以跟神再多要的
If David feels that he's lacking he can even ask for more
换一句话说
In another words
大卫跟那个有钱人是一模一样
David is just like that rich man.
他没有任何的理由需要拿穷人的东西。
He has no reason whatsoever to take the properties of the poor man.
大卫没有任何的需要去犯罪，去夺了别人的妻子。
David has absolutely no need to sin and take another person's wife.
神为什么这样子对大卫说呢
？Why did God say this to David？
神是要让大卫看到。
God wants David to see
大卫犯的这个罪。
That the sin David has committed，
最根本的地方。
The root cause, the root of it，
是大卫这个犯罪是羞辱了耶和华神对他的良善。
That it is that David has humiliated God's goodness towards David.
这跟伊甸园里面亚当夏娃犯罪是完全同样的根据。
This has the same exact same foundation as the sinning of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
不相信耶和华神是多么良善。
They did not trust the goodness of Jehovah.
不相信耶和华神已经把最好的给了他们。
They did not trust that Jehovah has already given them all that is good.
不相信神的良善。
If you do not trust in God's goodness,
就一定会带下藐视神的命令。
You will absolutely bring the contempt upon the Lord's commandment.
当你藐视了神的命令的时候
If you're in contempt of God's commandment,
你就肯定会干神眼中看为恶的事
You will absolutely do things that's evil in God's eyes.
这是第九节告诉我们的
This is what verse 9 says.
这是为什么
This is why.
在圣经里面
In the Bible,
非常严厉的警告我们
It has harshly warned us
不信的恶心
That the evil heart of unbelieving
是非常非常的可怕
It is truly terrifying
奸淫
Adultery
谋杀
Murder
夺别人的妻子
Take other person's wife
这都不只是道德上的问题。
This is not only problems dealing with moral values.
这个更大的问题
An even greater problem
是藐视神。
It is that you despise the Lord.
这是第十节第一句话告诉我们。
This is the first sentence of verse 10 that is telling us this.
我们今天每一个基督徒
Today, every one of us Christians,
你一定要记住
you must remember,
你的神
your God,
是那一位良善的神
is a good God, God of goodness,
是一位爱你的神
is a God that loves you.
是一位已经把天上地下所有的福气都在他儿子耶稣基督里给了你的神。
Is a God that has already given you all the blessings in heaven and earth to you in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你如果不相信神的良善，
If you do not believe or trust in the goodness of God,
你就注定陷在愁苦里面。
You're determined to fall into misery.
十节到第十二节。
Verses 10 through 12.
讲到神对大卫犯的罪宣判刑法。
It is talking about God's sentencing towards the sin that David has committed.
大卫的这些罪的刑罚。
This punishment towards all his transgressions.
包括了刀剑不离开他的家。
Just like the swords will not depart from his family.
这个很明显是因为谋杀的罪。
It is very obvious that this is caused by the sin of murder.
家中兴起祸患攻击你。
That he will raise up a war and torment within his family.
这个很明显。
This is very obvious.
是因为大卫在神的家里面，他给神带来了叛逆，他对神叛逆，他给神带来了许多的祸患。
This is very obvious that it's because David in the house of God that because of his obedience, he has brought much disaster into the house of God.
Rebellions
into the house of God.
我必在你眼前把你的嫔妃赐给别人，他在日光之下就与他们同寝。
That out of, Before your very eyes, I will take your wives and give them to one who's close to you, and he will lie with your wives in broad daylight.
这个很清楚是因为大卫夺别人的妻子。
This is very obvious. It's because David has took another person's wife.
乌利亚的妻子是背地里犯的奸淫。
Uriah's wife was sinned in secret.
大卫的妃子却要公开的在大卫的眼前受羞辱。
But David's wives will bring humiliation in broad daylight.
妃子是 cucumber.
Yeah, concubine.
Concubine.
His wife. Yeah. Concubines.
大卫的眼前。
In front of David's eyes.
他的意思不是大卫站在那里看。
Its meaning is that not that David is standing there watching.
那个意思就是在大卫活着的时候，这个事情就要让他受羞辱。
It's saying that while David is still living, this event will bring humiliation to him.
你在暗中行的事。
That the thing that you have done in secret.
我却要在以色列人以众人面前日光之下报应你。
I will do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel.
我不知道你读的这个地方你有什么感觉。
I don't know how you feel when you read this.
够可怕的。
It is truly terrifying.
耶和华神为什么这么严厉的要来刑罚大卫呢？
Why is it that Lord Jehovah is punishing David so harshly?
耶和华要让大卫
Jehovah wants to allow David
以及所有的人
and all people
都很清楚地知道
to know very clearly
神是多么不喜欢大卫犯的罪
that God truly takes displeasure of God's sinning of David's sinning
我们可以看得见
what we can see
大卫的罪真的够多
David had many sins.
神的审判也真的够厉害。
And that God's judgment was truly severe.
那你也许就要问了。
And maybe you want to ask this.
我们在哪里可以看到在这段圣经里面为什么说他是耶和华恩典的愤怒呢?
How can we see, where in this passage can we see that this is God's wrath in his grace?
我们只看到愤怒的定罪和审判。
We can only see God's anger and his judgment.
我们看不到恩典呢?
We can't see any grace here.
你要明白一件事。
You need to understand one thing.
这段圣经
This passage.
两次提到藐视这个字。
Twice he has mentioned the word despise.
藐视是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to despise?
就是不把神当作神。
It is that you do not see upon God as God.
你根本不在乎神怎么想。
You do not care how God thinks.
你要知道一件事。
You need to know one thing.
一般人觉得神很愤怒。
Usually when people think of God being very, very angry.
为什么神很愤怒呢?
Why is God angry?
是因为我们不把他当作神。
It's because we do not treat him as God.
我们不在乎他怎么想。
We do not care about what he thinks.
你知道很多老婆有时候为什么对老公发脾气呢?
You know sometimes why does a wife, is angry at her husband?
就是因为你胆敢不听老娘的话。
Is that how dare you not listening to me?
你根本不在乎我的感受。
You do not care how I feel.
所以发脾气。
So, I'm angry, I'm mad.
我们发脾气。
When we get mad.
都是因为我们的自尊心受到伤害。
It's all because that our self-esteem has been hurt, has been damaged.
可是弟兄姊妹你要知道一件事。
But brother and sister, you need to know one thing.
神发脾气
When God is angry,
从来不是因为他的自尊心受到伤害
It's not because you have hurt or damaged his own self-esteem.
如果神是因为他的自尊心受到伤害而发脾气
If it's because of that that God is angry,
神就跟人一样
God would be just like men.
神不是因为他受到了伤害所以他发脾气
God did not become angry because he was hurt
神对人每一次的愤怒
Every time when God is angry upon when his wrath comes upon men
都是因为他比人还知道人所犯的那些罪会给自己带来多大的痛苦长远的伤害
It's because that he knows even more than men does that what kind of damage sin will bring upon men
神知道大卫做的这些事让大卫远离神以后的后果是多么的可怕
God knows that all these things that David had done thatWhen it brings David away from God, what kind of damage it will bring?
大卫不在乎神。
David does not care about God.
但是神却依然非常的在乎大卫。
But God continuously care about David.
所以神用他的愤怒来唤醒大卫。
Therefore, God wants to use his anger to wake up David.
你要知道,
you have to know.
这是何等大的恩典。
What a great grace this is.
在奇异恩典那首诗歌里面,
in the song Amazing Grace,
有一节非常的重要。
There is a very important verse in it.
他说恩典教导我心惧怕。
It is that fear has taught my heart how to, oh, grace has taught my heart how to fear.
恩典也将惧怕除去。
And it was grace that my fears were relieved.
所以当我们看到神恩典的愤怒，
So when you see the wrath of grace of God,
你不要误会了神。
Do not misunderstand this.
我们再往下面看。
Let's continue on.
十三、十四节讲到耶和华恩典的奇妙。
Verses 13 and 14 talked about the miracle of God's grace.
圣经里面称呼大卫是一个合神心意的人。
The Bible has called David a man after God's own heart.
其中有一个很重要的原因。
There's a very important reason why it is.
就是大卫在面对神的时候。
It's because when David is facing God,
大卫是非常的认真的。
David is truly serious about that.
大卫是非常真实的。
He comes with truth.
He is real.
He is real.
大卫曾经挣扎的想要隐藏他的罪。
He used to struggle to try to hide his sins.
可是当神的光临到大卫的时候。
But when the light of God came upon David.
在定罪和审判的面前。
In the midst of judgment and conviction.
你注意到一件事。
You see this thing.
是耶和华的恩典。
It's Jehovah's grace.
让大卫有一个非常美丽的回应。
That allowed David to have a very beautiful response.
大卫没有任何的借口。
David did not have any excuses.
大卫没有半点的否认。
He did not deny any of them.
他没有理由。
He had no reason.
他没有推卸责任。
He did not deny his own responsibilities.
这些都是我们常常干的事。
These are all things that we do very often.
大卫都没有。
David did not do any of this.
大卫只说了一句话。
David only said one thing.
中文里面有七个字。
In Chinese, in Mandarin, there are 7 characters.
英文里面五个字。
In English, there are 5 words.
I have sinned against Yahweh.
我得罪耶和华了。
这句话。
This sentence.
很清楚。
Is very clear.
也很完整。
And very completely,
说明了大卫真的知道他的问题在哪里。
Describe that David had truly, he truly knows where his problem is.
大卫两个问题。
There are 2 questions from David.
David has 2 problems.
Oh, David has 2 problems.
他第一个问题。
The first problem he has.
我犯罪了。
I have sinned.
这是大 problem 啊。
This is a big problem.
我犯罪了。
I have sinned.
大卫第二个更大的问题。
The second problem, which is even bigger.
我犯罪是得罪了耶和华。
I have sinned against the Lord Jehovah.
你知道这两个主题。
You know, these 2 main subjects.
就是在诗篇51篇的主调。
It is the main theme of Psalm 51.
我向你犯罪。
That I have sinned towards you.
唯独得罪了你。
That I have sinned against you and you only.
在你眼前行了这恶。以致你责备我的时候显为公义。判断我的时候显为清正。
And done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge.
换一句话说。
In other words,
大卫承认。
David admits,
神的定罪是对的。
That God's judgment towards him is right.
他没有任何的冤枉。
He was not wronged in any way.
神的判断是公义的。
That God's judge is righteous.
神判的刑一点都不过分。
That the punishment God has given him is not overly done.
大卫用了两个希伯来字。
David used two Hebrew words.
他只说了这两个字。
He only said these two words.
拿单就宣布罪已经除掉。
Nathan afterwards proclaimed that his sins were taken away.
我不知道你读圣经读到这里啊，你有没有想过
？I don't know when you read to this point whether you have thought about this.
哎，这个对大卫太便宜了吧
？This is too easy for David, right?
就两个字啊
，just two words.
罪就拿掉了。
That his sin was taken away.
我们可能会希望
，Maybe we will hope.
大卫至少应该在地上。发抖啊，害怕啊，然后一直求饶啊。
That David should tremble up on the ground and ask for mercy continually.
或者是大卫被他的罪恶感啊，压迫的啊，就痛哭流涕啊。
Or David, because of the pressure from his guilt, that he started weeping.
拿单也要等他稍微多一点表现了，然后再说你的罪赦免了，对不对
？Nathan need to wait until David has expressed more, right, and then to give him the sentence.
我不知道有的时候你有没有这种想法
？I don't know if you will have this kind of thinking sometimes.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心。就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。